Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
When I die in the name of Therese, gonna go to the place that's the best.
Welcome back to the Jason Marcus Maven. 8150-93.9. It's the number. 93.9 is the station. A couple more quick shout outs before we get into the topic that I've been dying to discuss with Steve Rums. I hope I can get his participation. Also, Jesse, you're running out of time. This is the last segment I'm going to do because I have to. Well, I'll talk about that in a second. People, I know you were just reminded due to the weather. Today, if you have any type of roof damage, if you think you may have any kind of roof damage, listen to what I'm saying. If your roofers or if your construction company is a little slow, if they're a little booked right now, remember this. I say it to you all the time. You listen to every commercial. Your home is your fortress, and your first line of defense is your roof. So if your roof was under attack by either Mother Nature or Father Time, you should be calling Citadel Roofing and Construction. Citadel Roofing and Construction is locally owned and operated. We'll provide free inspections, estimates, and of course, they will work with your insurance. Did I also mention their A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau? So let Citadel Roofing and Construction protect the roof that protects you by calling 502-219-7964 today.
Do you want to hear? I just retweeted real quick, though, and I know you want to get something. I just retweeted Terry Miners, but he said, have you heard of the Amazon store where you just scan a QR code when you walk in? You get whatever, you just pick up whatever you want. It's like a grocery type store. And then when you walk out the door, it reads what you got and it charges your card. So like they're going to be closing it because obviously that didn't work. It's like, yeah, I'm shocked that that was people were just like, all right, well, it's leaving.
That was just a test run.
Yeah.
That was just a test run.
Yeah, and it was like, okay.
That was a false flag operation to see where the society is on the social credit.
It's like, guys, we're going to, like, you guys are trying to move us where you just walk in, just pick whatever you want. I mean, even at the airports, I mean, even those things now that are at gas stations and the airports, mm-hmm. where you just walk up, pick up what you want, you set it on the thing, it reads it, and pay, and you go, and there's nobody around.
Yep.
Just like... Okay, we're really on the honor system here, aren't we? Like, all right, yeah. I'm assuming they're probably like, I mean, my thought of it is like Charity said that she's like, hey, you just walk away. I'm like, Charity, there's so many.
They know exactly.
They're gonna be like, something went missing at this point. I'm like, we went to Vegas. Last story I got. We went to Vegas.
Take your time.
My God, I walk in and Charity is looking through the drinks, and I'm like, no.
Don't touch those
like
things.
Everyone you pick up, they're charging us for.
If you even look at those drinks.
Seven bottles of Chardonnay. Like, what are you doing?
What hotel was I at that I drunk the water and I was like, I bet this better not be a $10 charge for this water on my... And it was some stale, little, dirty, little, probably acidic little... ew,
yeah,
water, right? Like they had replaced. It was almost like they tore off the bottle label and put their own hotel label water.
Yeah,
and I'm like, you charged me $9.69 for that water bottle that's probably been sitting on that counter all year long. Like, ew.
Yeah, I know.
Shame on you.
Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, a lot of this stuff.
But yeah, their camera. They're listen. They're retinal scanning you from the moment you're going into these stores now. And if they need to backtrack on what you took, they'll come.
Yeah, I'm not gonna steal anything from there. Yeah, I mean, it's just like, man, it's just weird how you can just set a bottle of water down or something, and it's just like, boop.
One more. Listen, I feel like I'm shouted all out, but one more quick one. Definitely won't always want to take a second. All your home buyer needs, Derek A. Stewart. Home buyer, home seller needs, Derek A. Stewart. Again, he's been a day one. He's always taking good care of everybody that we know of. So I do want to give you that number. Area code 502-314-9868. Again, Derek A. Stewart has been moving and shaking in the realtor game for quite some time, and there's no signs of slowing down. So, Steve.
Yes.
Quick question.
What's the?
It came up at the end of the show. I told Nikki, I said, you can't have this. I said, you can't have this subject. You can't have it. I don't know how heavy of a participation is. I don't know how quick you can come up with something on the fly. Okay. So this is the setup.
Okay.
Every team, every coach, every fan base has a relatable thing, okay? Mm. I have a perfect example. Chase, now you're going to appreciate this as well. You know, it's like watching Brazilian soccer. They're known for their passing, you know, just like, oh, hey.
The flicks, yeah.
Oh, hey. Yeah, right. Just skills. The touches, you know, quick touches. Okay, Steve, I envy a fan base that shows their intelligence and appreciation for something outside of just the dunk or good moves, right? Yeah. Virginia and their shot clock reaction.
Mm-hmm.
I envy that.
Yeah.
Because there's a direct appreciation for some particular thing that we do, and I know we're going to be elite at, and we can piss off other fan bases because we get excited about something that everybody else, you know, some coaches, it might be the charge, and you kind of get that connection between the fan base. Like, we're known for our charges. Okay, Steve. Texters, 38-31-93-9. Pat Kelsey, Steve. What would you like? What would you see Pat Kelsey bringing, you know, having a connection with a fan base on a certain type of play? What would you like to see? What do you think he would embrace? What say you? What would Chase like to see embraced by the fan base? Like a particular thing that happens that you really like that just says it's a smart fan base. It's something, you know. Like I said, it could be. You remember Coach Mack used to talk about kills.
Yeah,
three stops in a row
or charges.
He was a big charge. He was a big. Everybody gets super excited about the charge.
Good question.
You know, it's just like think of all the little things, deflections. You know, just you know, and the 3-pointer was too easy, right?
Yeah,
that's kind of too easy.
Because I mean, that's your first thought. I mean, you know, and Louisville does kind of take a pride. I mean, they still to this day, we kind of do the when Patino brought in the three, you know, like when somebody shoots, you can still hear people in the crowd like three.
And just everybody holding up the
I mean, but I don't.
You think he's
I don't know.
He's too complete of a coach to find a element. I don't know. You might not have anything. I mean, you might. Yeah. You know,
I'm gonna have to watch. Like, I mean, I've watched a lot of Charleston, but
you know, like I appreciate some teams that when they get you with the backdoor cut, you know, it's just like, you know, you get a Princeton, it's just like they cannot wait to catch somebody slipping on the backdoor cut and just, oh my God, what a best, you know, just is there a certain thing you would like to see?
I don't know. I was thinking like maybe like a really good outlet pass. You know, you grab the rebound, turn, there's somebody already running, you hit them with an outlet pass. That's pretty nice.
I don't know if I what am I gonna do with that one?
Well, just
what am I gonna do with that one?
I love it. You
know, no, look, this is
I know.
This is serious.
No, it's
because
it's odd,
under one. Okay, if anybody had said that aside from Chase, I would have been like, you're an idiot. Right? But here's the problem with what you just said. You said that to me out loud. And Steve has been around me. I was talking about Kevin Love before he was even with the Cavs.
Yeah, he was the first one that knew about Kevin Love.
At UCLA.
When he was the number two player in the country going into UCLA, Marcus was like, that guy's going to make it.
At UCLA, I was saying his outlet passes are the most underrated part of in all of sport. In Minnesota, was it Minnesota?
Yeah, Timberwolves.
I would look at his outlet passes and be like, wow, just like look at his outlet. It sounds so stupid to most people. Like, what outlet passes? And then I get the OGs coming for me when I talk about your boy.
Yeah.
Who's your boy? Texters.
Wes Unseld?
Is it Wes Unseld?
He's the greatest outlet passer ever.
Okay. And I still don't believe it.
Yeah.
I'm going to just trigger everybody over a certain age. Chase, you've heard the story about the Wes Unseld turning in the air pass, right?
Turning in the air. I probably have heard it. It's probably been a while.
Call your dad a liar to his face, okay?
Okay.
And just say, Dad.
Chase. Oh, okay. Yeah, I got
Dad, you. Stop lying and stop carrying on the legacy of the lie that Wes Unseld could get a rebound in the air and simultaneously spin around and throw the ball all the way to the other end of the court and hit the backboard. Right. Yep. I'm like, no, you can't.
Yeah.
No, you can't. Listen, Earl Manigault was not snatching quarters off the top of the backboard and leaving change.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't taking a dollar, leaving four quarters. It didn't happen, Dad. It didn't happen, Pops. You know,
hey, son, I remember when.
What was the guy from North Carolina State?
Oh, Skywalker.
No. What was his name? David.
Yeah, David Skywalker.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I thought you were talking about Kenny Skywalker.
David Thompson.
Yeah, David Thompson. Yeah. I'm like, yeah. Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it. Hey, you know Earl Manigault? He's smoke a joint and go.
I know. Okay. And light it on the top of the backboard.
And light it on the top. And ash. Yeah. It's like, Dad, it didn't happen.
You actually flicked it up there.
My dad just texted me and said, he'll cheer if we make it through an entire game without stepping on the sideline.
Listen. So, oh, my God.
That's a problem.
Listen, me and him are connected in the soul realm because that drove me from game one. I was like,
Mike James,
do y'all not know? Like, it don't move, guys. It's there.
I was so mad that I'm like, Mike, the dimensions of the court have not changed since you first started playing basketball.
Maybe the women's tournament where they mess the lines up. But, like, unless that happened, like, I'm almost positive they use the exact same court every time over at the Yum Center. So I'm like, it's the same court, man. That line's still there.
The problem is that I saw it less than three times the first 10 years that I watched basketball. Uh-huh. And in the past 2 years, I've seen it 35 times, which is insane.
And that's not hyperbole.
Right.
I bet it's over 30 times.
No, and it's like, how is that possible? Years.
I know. I don't. It's like, that's the simplest part of the game, man. Stay in bounds. That's like Xavier and his little friends at five. They comprehend. Hey, don't go out of bounds. That's all. It's the main thing you can't do.
Yeah, well, I mean, didn't you play? What was it? Step on your crack, breaking my back. Like, you didn't know how to avoid the lines back then. You weren't mindful of the lines.
A lot of people are saying like two stops in the press where you can tell you've got them flustered. That's a good one. Because I do think Louisville fans...
Repeat that.
Like, okay, if you get two stops in the press, where like, okay, oh, you know, oh, he got him. Oh, he trapped him. Oh, turnover. You know, oh, we got it. You know, bucket. And then you immediately get back in the press. And then the dude throws the ball away. I think fans will erupt for that. It's like, oh, okay, we got you, baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
10-second call.
Yeah, yeah, court. That type of stuff. We've had more press-related stuff, 10-second call, on the text line than
what
anything else.
What about a 5-second call and out of bounds?
Oh, play? I think that's I think that counts.
Or a score. He takes his out of bounds plays very seriously.
Yeah.
Scoring on an out of bounds play.
Yeah.
Because that's a coach pride. Boy, would nobody listen. 1 year, Steve, we had a stat about not getting scored on an out of bounds play. And once that became Coach Davenport's baby, oh my God, it was like,
oh yeah.
If y'all screw up, look, he's like, you know, they've had to, you know, we've stopped, you know, 68 consecutive out of bounds plays. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And if you screw this up for me, it's like,
yeah.
It's like, no, this is my calling card. So yeah, he started taking the out of bounds plays way too serious. Coach, I got it. Switch everything.
I know,
we
man.
Get inside here. But that's just another, like, again, I was just thinking about that because, you know, you know, we're in
that's
a rush.
A good one.
Yeah,
man.
We're in a rush to kind of.
That's a great question.
You want identity, you know, and then you just kind of think about what, you know, what are some things that's going to be the identity? What else would I like to see? Watch it be something like, all right, we're going to have like the best percentage. We're going to have the best free throw percentage in the country or something.
I know, something real boring.
Yeah, look. We'll have the slowest guy with the most points. What?
No, listen, that free throw thing is going to become something. It's going to be, look.
I did have a nightmare the other night. We lost the first exhibition game.
Steve, don't even say that.
Like, that would be the worst, wouldn't it?
My heart just dropped.
Oh, right. Wouldn't it be the worst? Can you imagine? We're so excited and all this. And it's like, okay, we finally did it. And then, like, you lose the first game, exhibition game. You're like, I'm changing teams. So I would just be like, I'm out. I don't know what to tell y'all. Call me Benedict Arnold. I don't care. I can't do it.
Okay, so what happens when you win the next 13 straight?
I'd be like, I'm a Louisville football fan and a said college basketball UCF. Fan. Yeah, I'm a UCF basketball guy.
I'll start just repeating that same old line. It's just I like Tennessee and whoever's playing Kentucky.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just going to root against Kentucky. I've enjoyed KCD so much. I'm just going to root against Kentucky for the rest of my life.
And look, and I'll start looking at Kentucky like, what time do we play?
Yeah. Like, no, y'all are my team.
Yeah.
But not because I like you.
Yeah, I follow you to hate you.
Yeah, like, I'm just a hater. Like, I'm literally just a hater. Like, I'll go to Kentucky. I'll get Kentucky season tickets and just be a hater.
Now that you say that, Steve, that maybe that life ain't so bad.
Yeah. Just, I can't go wrong here.
Right.
I mean, what? Okay, say y'all win one title in the next 10 years. I'm like, okay, well, 9 years, I get to laugh at y'all.
At some point.
1 year. And even when y'all win, I'm going to be like, yeah, but that's the worst tournament of all time.
And Mitch Barnhart cheated by getting y'all the easiest bracket.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, yeah, that's the weakest tournament y'all ever won.
Chase, Steve and I were discovering how...
it's not going to happen, by the way. We're going to win the exhibition.
How the brackets unfolded, how we always love to say Kentucky's getting the easiest brackets, and then when you start doing the math, you're like, they had some tough little math. And then, look, you know what turns out? We had one of the easier brackets.
I know. We win the championship, and we had to play a 16, a 9, a 12, a 3, and a 9 in Wichita,
yeah.
And then a 4 for the national championship.
But Steve did.
We didn't have to play one or two seeds
Steve,
the whole time.
Steve did save it by saying, but they were the hottest team in the country when we played them.
Yeah. Like, Oregon was smoking hot.
Yeah, Wichita was the first hottest team.
Yeah.
Oregon was.
It's like, but it does remind you, I don't care. Like, I want all upsets in my bracket. If I'm an 8-9, I'm praying to God I'm playing a 16. I don't care. I want to play the weakest teams.
It's hard to win six
games. I
want to
win the championship.
Row,
yeah.
It's hard to win six games.
Hard to win two. Ask Cal.
It's hard to win one. Ask me.
Yeah, well, that's fair.
Jackass.
Pretty big letdown.
You didn't have to agree so fast.
You have four tries.
No, I had two.
No, you had four.
No, I had two.
Just because you pissed two of them away don't mean.
No. Joseph and Seema did.
I'm just. Worst teams we've had since. Like, shut up. The last 2 years, that's all I've heard.
Well, thanks.
You know, people want to hate on you.
Thanks for getting that out of my class.
People in our life that want to hate on you. Uh-huh. You know how many times I've heard, man, it's the worst season since Mark's played. I'm like, well, yeah.
Wasn't my fault. I'm going to turn to that guy.
I'm a top 12 scorer. So I don't know what y'all wanted me to do.
Give me some help.
But I, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We'll drag Davenport in that. You coached two of the worst teams ever, Coach Davenport.
Yeah. Boo.
Come on in. Yeah. Come on in here with me, Coach Davenport. We're just sitting. Yeah. Text her. Make sure you include Davenport in there every time you say that.
Wait, no. Davenport's just like, I feel like he feeds off us getting a new coach. He's like, I'm going to come right here and beat
win
y'all.
The championship, yeah.
He's like, I'm going to come right here. If I can just win that game.
I'm going to embarrass whoever
he's
got to
beat. Every guy we hire, he's got to beat at least once.
Or run him off.
It's his dominance.
Or run him off.
He asserts his dominance.
Okay, listen, I am so proud of myself for doing what I had to do. Like I said, my washing machine exploded on Easter Sunday, and I had a talk with Sensible Steve, and Sensible Steve made me feel responsible. Steve said, man, just go do it. Just go get your washer.
Yeah.
Just don't even waste time. Just go in there and give them what they're asking for. That dude, shout out to Lowe's. That dude, he really sold me on that washer too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it came in.
The expensive?
No. Actually, no. Look, that's what I was expecting.
Yeah.
But here's what happened, Steve. You know how, you know that piece of crap free washer you gave me?
Yes.
It didn't have an agitator.
No.
And you know, the middle thing, you know what I'm saying? But it, you know, it has the stuff at the bottom, you know, that shakes up the clothes, mm-hmm. right? But I was debating, you know, agitator, no agitator. But you know, I like to wash my comforters and stuff.
Yeah,
so I'm thinking,
it's nice.
I'm thinking the agitator is going to be in the way. I'm not going to be able to, you know, get that big old agitator, you know, or the comforter in there.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
And the one without the agitator was the more expensive one. And how silly was this, Steve? I want the glass.
Yeah, I know. You want to be able to see it.
I want the glass. Yeah. Listen, but the ones with
I want to see it.
Yeah, but the ones with the glass didn't have the agitator.
I know. I don't have one with glass now.
You know?
No, it's kind of like.
It sucks, doesn't it?
Well, no, because listen, that was the ones I gave you was the only time I've really spent the time. Like, people will learn this about me. We live in this nice house. All this stuff. I got a $200 washer and dryer. Like, I keep the door to my laundry room closed. Like, y'all don't need to see it.
Right.
It's an old Whirlpool. It just gets
those are best. Don't ever get rid of that thing.
No, I know. But that's what I'm saying. Like, listen, I found a dude in Mount Washington. He feeds or he fixes up washers and dryers. He's like, yeah, I got a set for like $200. I was like, all right, sweet.
Sweet.
It's old.
Sweet.
Yeah, I got a couple dents. I don't care. Do they wash the clothes? Cool.
I'm just.
People don't need to be in my laundry room, so.
I'm sad I don't get to watch it.
I know.
That's terrible.
I know.
But
of course, the ones I've spent the most money on in my life just exploded. So.
Well, only the washer. The dryer's doing just fine.
Well, that's because I bought the dryer a year after I bought the washer.
Okay.
So you're on the clock.
Yeah.
You got about a year.
I'm on the dryer clock.
Yeah. You got about a year.
I'm going to take it easier. Says every man ever.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it easier on the dryer. Maybe not just shoving all, as much cubic feet as I could possibly fill up. Okay, so Chase, you can fill in on the spot right here.
Sounds good.
Or the co-host spot. Steve, you going to take us on?
Yeah.
Land the plane.
Let's do it.
Last commercial break, 939 The Ville.
Men, this is Jeff for Tri-State Men's Health. And though I generally talk about medicine and effective treatments for erectile dysfunction and other men's sexual health issues, today I want to talk about love. Because love is the best reason to get treated for your ED. You see, ED can cause major relationship issues. In fact, men often push their partners away when ED becomes a problem. The condition can cause depression, arguments, breakups, and even contribute to divorce. But the good news is that if you're like most men suffering with ED, you can be successfully treated at Tri-State Men's Health and put a stop to the relationship stresses that ED can cause. I say this with all confidence because we have treatments that are effective in well over 90% of cases. Truly, it's likely you'll find you're performing like you haven't in years. So make an appointment and get the love back in your life. Your initial visit is just $99 and includes blood work, a medical consult, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if that test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Call 800-900-9654 or go to tristatemenshealth.com. We have 6 offices across the tri-state area to serve you.
Your home is your fortress, and your first line of defense is your roof. So if your roof is under attack by either Mother Nature or Father Time, you should be calling Citadel Roofing and Construction. Citadel Roofing and Construction is locally owned and operated, will provide free inspections, estimates, and of course they'll work with your insurance. Did I also mention their A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau? Let Citadel Roofing and Construction protect the roof that protects you by calling 502-219-7964 today.
The sounds of spring can often be followed by the sounds of a broken air conditioner. With warmer weather ahead, don't wait for an emergency. So if you hear your AC unit making some unwanted noises, then call DFH Company today at 968-6222. Now when you buy a complete Trane system, receive 10-year parts and labor warranty and up to a $1,000 rebate on a high-efficiency system. It's hard to stop a Trane, so call DFH 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Visit dfhcompany.com for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. Subject to credit approval.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey Cards fans, do you or a loved one suffer from gout? Gout is a very painful form of arthritis that can also lead to kidney and heart disease. I bet you didn't know there's now a Gout Center of Excellence right here in Louisville. They use the most up-to-date clinical guidelines and FDA-approved treatments to get you relief fast. If you have gout, be sure to call the Gout Center of Excellence at 502-719-2472 or visit them online at ralouisville.com. And be sure to tell them Marcus sent you.
Blistering offense. Going back. That ball is gone! Stellar defense.
Relay to first. Double play.
Lights out pitching.
Strike three. An immaculate inning.
Epic victories.
Louisville gets the victory.
This is Louisville Baseball.
Right here on your flagship for Louisville sports. 93.9 The Ville and the ESPN Louisville app.
Most people don't put much thought into the value of a reliable water or sewage pump until they have to. Well, I have a team that never stops thinking about it. Kentuckiana Pump Sales. With over 35 years of experience, Kentuckiana Pump Sales, a premier Ashland pump shop, includes sump, sewage, grinder pumps, and many more to service all residential, municipal, commercial, and industrial needs. Next time you think about pumps, think Kentuckiana Pump Sales, 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, or visit KentuckianaPumps.com.
27 area locations, walk-in, drive-through delivery. That's Cox's and Evergreen Liquors. That's Louisville's go-to liquor store. Buy three, get one free cigars every Wednesday. So if you missed this week, go catch them next Wednesday. They got everything you need there, so check them out. They've got the wine, domestic beer, craft beer, mixers, bourbons, everything you need there at Cox's and Evergreen Liquors. They're your one-stop shop here in Louisville for all that. Cox's and Evergreen Liquors is Louisville go-to liquor store. Cox'sLouisville.com.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get up to $750 off a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Hi, this is Paul Rogers. I travel a lot, and when I'm gone, I like to know my family will be protected in the event of a power outage at home. It's happened numerous times over the years, but now, if that occurs, I have peace of mind knowing my home is protected by a home generator. I called Abtec Electrical Services, and within a few weeks, my generator was ordered, installed, and up and running. They were fantastic to work with. But you don't have to just be looking for a generator to call Abtec. They offer all kinds of electrical services, both residential and commercial. And this locally owned company has been doing so for 35 years, and they're A-plus rated. Do you own an electric vehicle? Well, Abtec can even install an EV charging station at your home. So whatever your electrical needs, contact Abtec Electrical Services. They're at abtecelectric.com. That's letter A, letter B, techelectric.com. Or call them at 812-284-2359. That's 812-284-2359.
All I know is that when I'm good and sober,
back. I like that. Charleston girl. All right.
That's right.
Come on now. That's a good, you know, one of my, probably my favorite Tyler Childers album is that,
Live It.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. I can turn that one on. Like when I go to Gatlinburg, when we go to Pigeon Forge, turn that album on. I can listen to it the whole time. Just, I like the vibe, you know, when I'm down there and stuff, but like, that's probably my favorite album of his altogether.
Counting the days to Bourbon and Beyond, man.
Oh my gosh, we're going together on that. Yeah, that's we got to meet up there for that one. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
Somebody said talking about Ski Roby. Yeah, that's where I got my dry washer dryer from. Guy Mel washed it. Dude, it's awesome. Yeah, no, they work great. Like, but I'm just not a big washer and dryer guy.
Yeah,
I'm big on certain things, and I'm not on certain things. And like my wash and dry, I just want one that works.
I'm big on small price tags.
I'm saying there's places I splurge
where
it's like, why do you got that, you know, like you could get something cheaper. I'm like, yeah, but I don't want it cheaper, I want this one. But like wash and dryer, I'm like, no, I just want them to work. And if somebody like that I know knows that their stuff when they fix them and they're working on them and they're like, oh man, no, they're really good, perfect.
If it works, it works.
Yeah. Like an idiot too. Like I bought it and I was like, man, it's like the back's kind of leaking a little bit. He was like, did you take channel locks and tighten it up? I'm like, no, I just tightened it up by hand. He's like, just try that. I did that. And I was like, yeah, that worked. Yep, that was it.
I'll keep that in mind.
Man, nothing wrong. I know. Yeah. That was it. I was like, oh, okay. I didn't know. Let's see. Trey Townsend, cat killer in the portal. Chase and I chatted about him.
Yeah.
We're talking again, to Marcus's point, types of players, not necessarily names of players. I think he would fit. I don't know if Louisville will go after him or not, but I think he fits.
And
6'6", a little undersized.
Yeah.
Because he's a power forward, but he can shoot it too, man.
He could shoot, not like how we were talking about Brandon Johnson.
Yeah, I think Brandon Johnson's better shooter.
Yeah, but he could shoot if he's open. I think... To Marcus's point, I think when he talks about efficiency, for your team to be very efficient, you got to be very smart.
Yeah.
And so after watching him against Kentucky, he did some things you can just tell. He's a smart player.
Absolutely.
He understands the game. If we get five players out there that understand the game, we eventually will be efficient.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, he was conference player of the year in that conference. He would be a guy, I think, that would fit the mold of somebody that Coach Kelsey would go after. Now, whether he does or not, I don't know. But, I mean, I think it's definitely something to watch. A lot of people talking about a Ball State kid that just went into the conference or went into the portal. His name, I don't know how to say his name. It's like, Basher?
Oh.
Jihad?
Bashir Jihad.
Yeah, Bashir.
From Detroit.
Yeah. Okay. Hmm.
6'9".
Yeah, but I mean his number is his numbers kind of fit that mold and stuff. So yeah, well look, again, want to remind everybody we're on Terrence Edwards Jr. is kind of a step ahead of all these other guys right now because he's on campus. as we speak, he's here, would be a big, big time get. I mean, listen, here's the thing. He is a Sun Belt Player of the Year. You know, it's...
he played in the tournament.
Yeah, he played in the tournament. I mean, you can look. He had, what, 14-something on Duke. He had 15-some on Wisconsin. Played had 24 at Michigan State earlier this year. He has multiple games over 30. Like, yeah, he can play. You know?
He can definitely play.
So he says, go get Bronny James. I will give you my firstborn child if he goes to a school it's not Nike.
Yeah. people are saying Duane.
Yeah. I saw it. Well, because
LeBron yeah.
and friends there. Yeah, I mean, right now in the betting favorites, Ohio State, according to Vegas, Ohio State's number one, Duquesne's number two.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're fairly close.
Yeah, I don't – I mean, we go get Bronny. It'd be cool to get the name anyway. Like, not that he would never come here.
No, it'd be awesome.
It would be cool to get his name. But
there's not a shot on planet Earth.
And that's also just not the type of player that we're even –
No, they really don't even fit. They don't feel like it. But, there's no way Bronny James is wearing anything other than a Nike check across his chest.
100%.
It's not even close. Somebody said, if I could splurge, I'd get a set from Speed Queen. They're American-made, real warranty, and appliance. Techs love to own them. Yeah, sure. I like the new ones that you can just put in. They wash the clothes and dry them. The same machine.
Are you
serious? Yeah, they're all in ones. They got a bunch of them now. You put them in there, it will wash it, then it stops, you know what I'm saying, after it's washed and spins, and then it becomes a dryer, and it dries them.
Okay.
So it's just all one thing.
See, now that, to me, is worth it.
Now that, I agree with you.
Yeah.
That would be something I would go, okay, I might just splurge and get this. I can just throw it, okay, and then when that beep goes off, that load is done.
Yeah.
There's no changing, it's just...
Saves you an extra trip down the stairs...
I could save $1,000 and just move the clothes from the washer to the dryer.
Walking so
also not very
dumb
good.
Though.
Walking so stupid. somebody says I'm getting restless, wanting to see some portal additions. Heard about all this NIL. Love of God, he's not been on the job a week.
I knew it. I told you. It was
yeah, like he's not been on the job a week, man. And he's already got the Sun Belt Player of the Year on campus right now. Like, give it a second, man. Just let it breathe. We'll be all right. All right, let's go to it. Scratch Off Jimmy, welcome in, man. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Sorry I missed you all. I went down there with Drew Diener, and I gave him a roll of Scratch Off tickets down to Louisville Bat.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah, we weren't actually down there that day, but yeah, we should have been now.
Oh man, I tell you, it's so great to be around Louisville Cardinal lovers, man. Hey, that guy we got, he's like seven Pitinos in one man.
I know.
You know, let me ask you this. The guy from Indiana State, boy, he missed out. He's going to St. Louis to that Cracker Box. What'd they do? Give him a statue of an arch or something? He missed out big time not coming to Louisville.
Well, it sounds like his buddy messed him up, man. Dusty May told him he was taking the Louisville job, so he took the St. Louis job and then couldn't get out of it. Now, I will say, I wouldn't trade. I like my guy. I'll keep Pat Kelsey.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, I love you guys, and tell Marcus I said hi. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I will. Appreciate it, man. Somebody said, are you willing to, the AJ Store kid from Wisconsin, what the rumor is he's asking for $1 million and Kansas offered him $750 and he turned it down.
That's what scares me. Like, we can't see any NIL numbers. And like, there, like Drew has reported that Hunter Dickinson's making $2 million
yeah.
a year.
Yeah. The people he heard that from would know.
100%.
So, yeah.
And we're raising $2 million, which is absurd. Like, I can't even fathom that kind of money. But like,
but we have more than $2 million.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah,
we,
yeah.
Well, we add whatever we have.
But yeah, it's still crazy.
Yeah.
I'm not giving $1 million to Kip from Wisconsin. I'm just not doing it.
No. Yeah. But it's just like, Kansas is willing to just give him $750 grand. Yeah. Not that we should be with, you know.
Yeah. But the fact he said no.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, where's he
going? I mean, that's crazy. Like, Kansas was going to take you and say, okay, here's $750,000 to come play basketball for Kansas this year.
You're right, yeah.
And you're going to be on the biggest stage. You're going to be on a good team. Kansas is always going to be good, you know. And you look at them and say, nah, I need that extra.
$250,000.
Yeah. $250,000.
Who's giving him a million?
I don't. I mean, somebody, I guess, will. I mean, he's got to feel like somebody will, but I'm not. No. I mean, AJ Storr, I mean, like, okay, he's a good player, but, like, he's not giving you $1 million. Are you kidding me? Like, if Zach Edey came back next year, he would command over $1 million or over. Sure. Mm-hmm. Somebody like that, you know. Jamal Shedd from Houston decides he's coming back next year. Yeah, he'd probably command close to that. But there's, like, four or five players in college basketball.
Yeah.
That would command that. Unless it's a unique situation, like if Reed Shepherd went back to Kentucky, he's probably going to make that, or probably well over that, you know, something like that. But like Shibwe, he's a national player of the year. He went back to Kentucky. I believe he made more than $1 million. Okay, cool. But like, you are what?
Yeah. I mean,
you're a good player. Again, Storr's a good player. But my God.
No, yeah, you're right. You got to be. I mean, I wonder how much Edey made this year. Dickinson.
Would you make him sign something? Like when do we get into, like, okay, but you got to sign a contract that says you'll play here for 2 years?
Yeah, that's where I... That's where
this stuff
it's going.
Is has to go that place. Because people are going to say, no, I need a commitment out of you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I need a commitment. I need some kind of commitment that you're not going to go to Australia.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's funny here, but it's serious.
Like, no, you're right.
I'm giving you a ton of money. We need to know that you're going to be here and not decide you want to go play pro ball. Or, you know, you can do that, but that money's got to be returned.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's not like, it's crazy.
Yeah, if you put it, if it's an NIL deal.
Texter says, I would give it if it was a commitment for 3 years. I mean, you're not going to get that, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, if it's an NIL deal, you should include in the deal, like, you have to have a certain number of appearances, I guess.
Yeah.
But, like, you can't do that because if it gets hurt, then you kind of screw him out of the money because he got hurt.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, there's going to have to be, but all that is drawn in a clause. You know what I'm saying? So that would have to be contracts, legal contracts are going to have to start being written.
Yeah.
Because I just can't fathom if you're turning down I think it was 725, 750, right?
Yeah.
From Kansas.
Yeah, to go win a bunch of games.
To go play at Kansas, man. Like, I mean, and AJ Storr, what was he? I mean,
I don't know where he was. No, all listen, Big Ten.
Josh Jarboe is absolutely right. He said that money should be escrowed and you get monthly installments of that money.
I like that.
And we can just cut that off.
Yeah.
You decide you want to do something else, boom, that money's cut off.
I like that idea.
Because, I mean, there's people like Josh Jarboe, for instance, that will give that, can give a pretty good chunk of money that's like, well, yeah, but I want to make sure my money's going towards the right things.
$750,000 check.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, that's, and to turn it down.
Yeah, he's got some stones on him. Yeah.
Listen, if I heard you turn down $750,000 to play for Kansas, I'm good.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to play ball.
How much do you think, like, Cooper Flagg's making? Like, the high school kids compared to the
transfers, yeah,
you know what I mean?
That'd be interesting. That would be really good. I would imagine it's less.
You'd assume so, right?
I would assume so, but
he's a baller though too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're talking about the hands down number one player. You know, I mean, maybe his number, but I don't think he would get $1 million coming into it. I mean, do you think he would get $1 million?
I don't know. That's the thing. Like, I don't know what Duke, like, if Kansas.
I'm not saying you're wrong if you,
know
you
what
do.
I mean?
Yeah.
No, but, like, Kansas was willing to throw around $750,000.
Yeah, this is a kid who was, like, all Big Ten, though.
I get it.
Like, you know, I mean, to me, that's a little different. Like, I know you can play college basketball. Like, I get what you're saying, though. I would imagine my brain just tells me the transfer portal commands more money than high school freshmen.
Logically,
I might not, or high school seniors. I might not be right about that.
Yeah,
I'm definitely not saying I'm right about that.
Well, and Cooper Flagg might be a special case.
And Cooper Flagg, you're talking about, okay, this is a kid who people feel like, okay, it's been since Anthony Davis that a kid with this level of of impact is coming in.
Yeah.
You know, somebody says, get a couple more in here. Why not pay like $10 per point? I mean, yeah, that would be a little tougher to do. But I like Jarbo's idea, though. I think that's the perfect way to do it. You escrow that money and you say, okay, you're going to get monthly installments of this $700,000 payment. You know, we're going to do it like this. You've signed a deal that way. If you stop playing, yeah, I don't think you can do it for injury because I think a kid, that's tough. I don't think anybody's going to agree to that.
As long as you were playing on the team.
Yeah, and I think it would hurt your recruiting if the kids found out. They're like, oh, I ain't going there. If you get hurt, they're going to shut you off, you know. Yeah, but no, let's see. It says not everybody will agree to terms, but if they're trying to find someone willing to pay that out of high school, I think it's realistic. Taking the money would have you committed to stay until the NBA comes calling. But by then they would be an All-American. Yeah, yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, there's that too. I mean, I think that if you, that's what NIL, that's the good side of NIL. I think NIL has made college basketball better on the floor. Competition, games, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, yeah. The on-the-floor product of college basketball, I believe, is better because of NIL.
Yes.
But in the same breath, it's like, it's also, especially around here, a lot of people are saying the installments idea are good. That's why you go see Josh Jarbo for all your home needs, because he comes up with great ideas like that. That was a great idea.
It was a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, wait till you hear the next commercial we got coming. It's going to be good.
I love it.
It's going to be good. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of the thing of the off the court thing. It's made college towns like here. We hate it because it's like a bulk of your team's going to be different every year.
Yes.
Every single year. I mean, there's just no way around it. You know, you're going to have to go get transfers every year. So you're going to have, you hope that you can build and that's why I think I like Pat Kelsey so much, because a bulk of how he's going to run a college system, I think you're going to keep 6-7 guys every year. You're going to build a nucleus, and then you're going to replace 4-5 as opposed to, I mean, this is obviously a special case because we have no players, you know,
yes.
But I don't think it's going to be a total flipping every year, but you're still going to have to flip probably 4-5 guys every single year.
Yeah. And
that's low. I think that's low.
The fact that you know that they're all getting paid though, it does change the way the fans looks at them. Like, I used to be able to look at them as kids, right? And now that they're making money, it's kind of like, well, he is a kid, but he's like, he's getting paid a lot of money. He needs to do his job. You know? It changed the fan perspective more than, you know, like negatively.
And I'm okay with that. I mean, that's part of the game. I mean, but I've said that with pro athletes. You still don't have a right just because somebody's to yell, spit in somebody's face. Like, you don't have a right as a fan to do that. I don't care how much they're making. But I mean, I understand that comes with the college game too. It's like, hey man, you're a $1 million player. You know?
Hey, yeah. If you're not showing up for your workouts, it's like, dude, paying you.
Yeah.
You know,
no, that's fair. You can go ahead and break, man. We'll get ready and get out of here. You've been working your tail off today. Obviously been here since what, 5, 6:30?
6:30.
Ugh.
Nice and easy.
Poor guy. Now you're off. Some guy's throwing brick in a brickyard right now. Like, yeah, man, must be tough. Sorry, you had to be on the radio till noon. Been here since 5 o'clock. I'm going home at 6.
Yeah, nothing I'd rather do.
Throwing brick into a kiln right now. That's what I'm doing. But anyways, no, we had fun, man. Thanks for sitting in with me. Hey, Terrence Edwards watch. We'll be on it. Hopefully we're back talking about some more news tomorrow. Middays with Marcus Maben, Steve Rummage, Chase, 93.9 The Ville.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. with Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.